Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
Protesters gathered this afternoon at the gates of a new social housing development which is being completed in Mulhuddart in West Dublin. Demonstrators demand a priority be given to Irish people on the social housing list. Our reporter Della Kilroy was there. What happened, Della?
Well, this protest was just in front of the Clwyd housing gates. This is a new development not yet finished, just opposite Mulhuddart Community Centre. When I was there this afternoon, there was about 15 people there, parents and children as well, but I was told that there was more people there and they'd been there since about 6:30 this morning. They had a small fire pit set up. They had posters with them as well. They say they're calling themselves House the Irish First. They say they're a group of local parents who believe that foreign nationals are on the housing list are being housed and prioritised before them. This is why they told me they were there today.
Around in the Dublin 15 area, of all the housing that's being built, most of it has gone to foreign nationals and not Irish people. Our government is being racist against us, basically, you know.
And why are you out here today?
This is Clwyd housing. It's a cooperative housing. We don't want this site filled up with more foreign national families than Irish families. We want fairness. Like, we want fairness in our community. We don't want to be segregated from our own communities, and we want local people being housed in their local area, not sent to Balbriggan. We have friends and family down in Balbriggan. They've no family supports. Some of these girls have anxiety or depression or whatever. Like, we just want fairness around housing for Irish people.
And for here, what do you know about who will be homed here, though? Because it's not necessarily just for our nationals.
According to them, none of these have been allocated yet. So now, because we're making our stand, they will think twice about who they're going to allocate it with, you know? Because the people around here in Dublin 15 have had enough. Have they?
Yeah.
So you're not affiliated to any political party?
We're not affiliated to any political party because they all sold us out. The Socialist Party, Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, the whole lot of them. Not one of them will get a vote from any of us, you know. We're just a group of parents who got together and opened the group because Philip had been told he was going to be made homeless by the end of the month. He had nowhere to go and he put it out on Facebook. He's saying, all these places over here are supposed to be going, what we're told, to Syrian families.
And where did you hear that? Is that confirmed?
Used to talk, but if you open your eyes and you look around, you look at the areas, all the boarded up homes, it seems to be the non-nationals getting priority over us.
It actually doesn't matter if it's a rumour. What we're doing here is making a stand to let them know we want Irish families housed in here and we're not taking no for an answer.
You spoke as well, Della, to one woman on the social housing list and she said she is at risk of homelessness.
That's right. For one mother and her family, she told me that herself and other family members were living in overcrowded conditions and at risk of homelessness. She told me why she was protesting today.
Go into a family hub or a hotel with me three kids if I have to leave the property that I'm in now, which is very overcrowded. There's four of us in one room. I have a brother with special needs who comes home on the weekends, and then my mother who's in her 60s so has to sleep on a sofa on the weekends when he comes home. I went up to the council and I asked the council about a three-bedroom house that was vacant for nearly over a year, and they told me, not a hope. The only thing we can offer you is a hotel for 2 weeks over the other side of town and for a family hub out in Talla. And I said, well, what am I meant to do about my kids' education and get them out to Blanchardstown for that? I don't think that's very fair. I'm on the list 11 years. My family is split up. My partner can't stay with me because there's no room. That I'm with 13 years now. You know, his mother and father are becoming homeless now in June and they're old as well. So that's them becoming homeless, him becoming homeless, his sister and her daughter becoming homeless. That's not fair. My message is today is to house the Irish fairly.
What we want from the council is numbers. Numbers over the last 15 years, foreign nationals that was housed in this country and Irish people that was housed in this country in that time period as well.
I live here all my life. I was born and reared here and I can't be in house. What's going to happen to our kids in the next generation? Are they going to be left homeless on the streets?
Yes.
Because that's what's going to happen. Are you going to be feeding your kids outside the GPO off a piece of cardboard or your kid gone missing? It's not fair and it's not only happening to us now, it's happening to a lot older people as well.
We really want to drain the swamp, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we want to get into the dial and we want to drain the swamp, you know, we want to implode it from the inside out.
Della, the development is being built by the Housing Association Clwyd and Fingal County Council is the relevant authority. What has the council been saying this afternoon?
Well, they declined to provide a spokesperson, but they issued Drive Time a statement. They said Fingal County Council has a long established policy, policies which are the fairest way possible of allocating housing to those on the housing list. They say this scheme will not be allocated any differently from other schemes which are allocated according to date and need and length of time on the housing list. They say they're responsible for meeting the housing needs of the community, and in Fingal, this is a community which includes the elderly, the disabled, the homeless, the travelling community and also the growing migrant population. They also say the council has recently published a migrant integration and social cohesion strategy to ensure that Fingal County Council meets the needs of the growing community and diverse population, and also sets out their commitment to promote migrant integration in the country.
Della Kilroy, thank you very much. Mary McCamley is a former mayor of Fingal. She's now a Labour Party councillor and she's a resident in Mulhuddart. Mary, good evening.
Good evening, Mary. How are you?
What can you tell us about this development? You're familiar with it.
Well, I know about the development. Now, I know these people are worried, and this comes about, obviously, from the lack of housing in the, you know, and that's, you know, a fault of the government. We haven't been building houses. And I have to say that Fingal County Council is one of the better councils for building social houses, and they are continuing to build social houses way beyond the numbers that other councils have. So that's my first, first thing. The second thing is, yes, I am familiar with this. It is, as the Fingal County Council said, it's a Clwyd, a voluntary housing agency, are building these 65 houses. They will have one bed, two, three and four beds. And like the council said, they will be allocated on the list as needs be. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, that's the fair way of doing it. I don't, councillors don't have any input into who gets houses or don't, or who doesn't get houses. And I know we are inundated with poor people who are on the housing list 10 and 11 years.
Of course,
and
people,
been getting houses.
People are very worried. But
yet they are very worried. Now, I don't know who's going to get these houses.
But the rumours,
I have no idea.
You heard that the commentary there when Della went out to that. That protest today. Have you been hearing these rumours that have been circulating about who gets these houses? And do you have any idea, you know, where these rumours come from? How they grow legs?
I have to say, Mary, I am not on Twitter, so I don't have any input into what's going on rumour-wise. I don't know where the rumours came from. But as far as I'm aware, the houses will be allocated to who's next on the list. And that's all I can say to people. As far as I know, that's the fairest way and that's the way the council does it. I don't know any other reason why. I know these people are worried and you can hear them talking there. They, you know, they're in hotels or they're in hubs. And that's, I mean, that is not the way that we should be living, or having children living and having to travel to schools. That, and I know this comes out because of the worries that these people have, but Mulhuddart has always welcomed everybody. We have now three different housing estates that are run by voluntary housing agents, and it's working well. The people of Mulhuddart have always welcomed people, and I'm sure they will continue to welcome anybody. It is a diverse society, there's no doubt about that. There is, and it is one of the youngest growing populations in the country. And
it is a diverse community, as you say. But what is your reaction to some of the opinions you heard voiced during that protest?
As I said, that's coming about because of worries. And it's the worries of the lack of housing. That's where it's coming from. And hopefully that when people do come into these houses, we will welcome them as we always do. And I know the worries, and I know why these people are here. I didn't realise they were going to be, I didn't realise till the afternoon that there were some people outside the Clwyd development. But I know that they are worried, and hopefully that they realise that the council does allocate land, the houses, in a fair and reasonable way. And to families who have different numbers of children and, you know, what house will suit which family. And you know, we've just had a number of houses being allocated just before Christmas, 22 houses called Ladies Well Crescent. Those people are in now. And we are in future going to have church fields, which will be, well, we'll have affordable houses and social houses there in Mulhuddart as well. So, you know, we are, thankfully, we are building houses. And hopefully, you know, they will, as people realise that they are being allocated in a way that's fair.
In a fair and reasonable way.
Hopefully,
Mary,
you know.
Mary
but
McCallum.
I understand why people are worried. I do understand, you know, but it's the lack of housing.
Mary McCallum, former mayor of Fingal, thank you.